You know, I've been gone since October, like, 4th or 5th.
Yeah.
I left here and went directly.
You went to Ireland?
I went to Ireland.
How was that? Did you like Ireland?
Well, I've really learned that I don't like scenery. I don't like scenery. You know, we spent,
and
we
that's
spent
all, that's
3 days in Dublin. I really like Dublin.
Okay.
And then we left Dublin and went to the Silver Mine Mountains in the middle of County Tipperary and spent 10 days in the Knockahopple Cottage, which, can I tell you, a beautiful guest house, which if you like scenery, it's the place to go. But, you know, after about 7 hours, I was like, now what?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is it.
Yeah.
And we got into our cart, and I kept saying to my friend, it kind of looks like the Kettle Moraine to me.
Yeah.
So it kind of looks like the Kettle Moraine, and it's like we drove into town. It's like, it looks like Fond du Lac. I mean, it's not like, I couldn't.
See, that's the problem, is that you're trying to find something to do. I mean, it's very difficult.
Drive 17 miles, and it takes you 2.5 hours.
Oh.
I mean, the roads are just like, oh, my Lord. I flew out of Philadelphia. Into Boston with my friend Liza. Liza lives in Philadelphia. And we got into Boston.
Manelli?
Not quite. Liza Bresnan, who is Irish as well. And we got into Boston to fly on Aer Lingus to Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got in, the line was from here to, you know, South Boston. It was like, oh, my Lord, Aer Lingus. We made the reservation 6 months early. We got up to the counter and they said, you've been bumped.
Oh.
Like, we've been bumped. I don't think that's going to happen. You don't really understand who I am, do you? I turned into the biggest gay guy you've ever seen. I was like, you got to stop. I need to talk to your manager, your supervisor, and Mr. Lingus. Okay.
But it's okay if you get bumped and they put you like in first class or something. That's the only acceptable.
But we were flying at 7 in the evening, which meant that we were going to have to spend a day in Boston. And then, you know, it was our vacation. We wanted to get over there. So we talked to a supervisor and they found us seats. They found us seats in the middle of the long row.
Oh, I hate those
yeah.
seats.
Not together, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm sitting in the middle of a row, just like mad for 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 7.5 hours I'm flying and I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
We get into Dublin. It's 6:30 in the morning. Well, we can't pick up our rental car until 8 o'clock at the airport. So what I was told on the sheet was to take a cab to the rental place off site.
Mm-hmm.
So we go up to a cab and we say, here's where we're going. The guy says, I've been waiting in line for the last 2.5 hours and this is the fare you want to give me.
Oh,
are you serious?
It's 1.5 miles away. It's 1.5 kilometers away. And this is, I've been waiting in this damn line for 2.5 hours.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my Lord. And the guys, there's three other cabbies standing there going, ah, ha, 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 laughing at him because he got 1.5 kilometers fare. And I was like, are you mad at us? I'm like, the guy's yelling at us for not giving him a fare into the city.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, Lord. So we get into the cab, and he's humphing his whole way in this dirty little Irish cab. It was like, is this a shanty cab? I'm like, oh, Lord. It kind of smells. Are you smoking? So we get to the rental car place, and the guy at the rental car place says, you got to register at the airport.
Oh, no.
I says, we came from the airport, you know?
Oh,
and the guy's mad at us, and he already left. The cabbie left. Well, there's nothing I can do until you register at the airport and that opens at 8 o'clock. I said, well, can we wait here until 8 o'clock? No, you can't. I says, what do you mean, no, I can't? Isn't this where you rent the cars? Well, yes, it is, but you got to register for the car at the airport. I says, no, we're going to wait here. You can do whatever you want. If you don't register at the airport, you're not getting a car from us. I'm like, well, how are we supposed to get back? Call a cab.
Welcome to Ireland.
We called a cab. The cab came, took us to the airport. You know, and first of all, the money, it's like, it's euros. It's like, that's 27 euros. It's 27 euros? We just went a mile. It's like, where's that meter thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just terrible. We get back to the airport, and the three cabbies who were laughing at the guy who took us for a mile were still sitting there, and they were like, what are you doing back here? I'm like, we have to come back. He says, aha. And I turn to him, I says, I hate this country. I hate it. You people are mean and you need a dentist. And you gotta quit smoking. We hadn't been there 1.5 hours and I already was just mad. We go in and rent the car. We get in the car. It's now 8:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And we are in the middle of Dublin on the wrong side of the road, on the wrong side of the car, and I'm driving. And if you knew me, if you've ever driven with me, which people will attest to the fact that I'm an ill-patient driver who, like, beeps a lot and screams, which I felt kind of right at home there, because that's kind of how they were. And when we finally got to the place where we were staying for 2 days, I look, and I didn't have my credit card.
Oh, no. Did you leave it at the airport?
Well, the woman never gave me my credit card back. So, of course, immediately after we got settled, I called over there and I said, "You didn't give me my credit card." And she says, "We found it on the floor, Mr. McGivern." No, you didn't find the credit card. I'm a 48-year-old homosexual. I know where my credit cards are. You didn't give it back to me. And she was like, "Oh, yes, you dropped it on the floor." I'm like, oh my God, I hate these people. So that was the beginning of kind of like the 12 days.
Did it get better?
It did get better. Dublin was great. But as I said, you know, we drove into the country and spent 12 days in, or 10 days in a cottage up in the mountains. And every day you have to get in a car and go see something. Well, they burn this stuff called, it's like turf. Poop.
They burn poop?
They burn something to keep them warm. It's turf. Like, it's whatever they all burn. It's like these big logs of earth that they dig out of a bog. Well, the smell of it, by the time I left there, every time somebody was getting warm, I was, like, almost throwing up. I mean, it just was, as I said, I'm not into scenery, and I was just like, I don't think I really like it here. I hate being away from the telephone.
Yeah.
I hate being away from a computer. I hate all that. I hate something that's not so familiar. So I've decided that I don't know if I'm really ever going to leave the country.
Right? You were so looking forward to this trip, too.
Oh, I know.
A guy named McGivern heading back to Ireland.
Well, can I tell you, they don't care. Them. I didn't understand a person over there. I'm telling you, I didn't stand. Once we got into the country, I had no idea what they were saying. I kept turning to Liza saying, "I think I'm Polish." I do, because all of that, don't you feel like you came home? Going to Ireland, you really feel like, I was like, this isn't home. Kiss my blarney butt. This ain't home. I want to go to Milwaukee.